Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Diagnosing vasculitis can be difficult because the condition's symptoms may be similar to those of other illnesses or diseases. A physician may suspect vasculitis when a patient has symptoms, an abnormal physical examination, abnormal lab test, or both, and there is no other clear cause. Dr. Kyler Shelton of UAMS's Division of Vascular and Endovascular Surgery says the size of the affected blood vessel, the organs involved, and the age of the patient determines the most likely type of vasculitis. This guides the next steps in confirming the type and the necessary treatment. For instance, to find small vessel vasculitis, a physician may order a biopsy of the skin or a kidney. A specialized laboratory test can look for blood abnormalities like anemia, a high white blood cell count, or high platelets, all of which can occur with vasculitis. Inflammatory markers are signs of body-wide inflammation. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit UAMSHealth.com.